Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast, and this is a special edition. This is Ask Kara and Tabitha Anything, and today we have a very interesting question from Jenny Clark. So keep on listening because it's a really it's going to be a really fun episode. But I just want to clue you in about something here because this jumped right into my intro. So if you've noticed, there is no music, and that was intentional. That was intentional because this is a raw, unedited version of Power Pearls Podcast. This is a whole new experience. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. So you're going to see a string of episodes like this. So let's just call it our little experiment because I love the idea of just jumping on and just going, you know, record, go, and done. No editing. Although I love editing. I do. I really like that because there's something about it that's an art form in itself. But then on the flip side, I love the spontaneity. So from time to time, I'm going to actually record these, and I'm just going to even put, you know, maybe somehow in the title, you know, raw and unedited or something like that. I mean, hey, that'll get people's attention, right? Raw and unedited. And so I hope you like this style. And, you know, at the end of the episode, I mentioned this, but, you know, I'll mention it now as well. But, you know, just make sure that you let me know what you think. If you don't like it, I want to know. If you like it, then, and I don't hear from you, then, you know, I assume all is well. But, you know, if you just like miss the music, or you're like, hey, you know, I think that the edited version is a much cleaner kind of presentation, or whatever it is. I just love getting your emails. I love getting your response. And, you know, maybe I'll get a little survey together because you guys seem to really love jumping on for those surveys. So, you know, maybe I'll think of that, you know, remember to do that soon. So anyway, I hope you enjoy this episode. So here goes.
Hello.
How are you?
It just wouldn't stop ringing even after I answered it.
Oh, really? That's so odd. That's so weird.
It was story of my life these days.
So, hey, before we jump in, because I want to, you know, find out what's going on with the move and all this stuff, but
yeah, I'm going crazy. God.
Well, listen, I want this to be. I made this decision because, you know, like the whole kind of off the cuff approach that I've always had with Morning Cool Down. Yes. And I miss that so much. And you know, that podcast is starting, I'm doing it seasonally. I'm calling it like season 3, episode 1, that kind of thing. But anyway, nice. That's how I want to treat this, like our call right now. And you know, all raw, like the good, the bad, the ugly, like that's how we roll. Because I think it's instead of, you know, in the past, it's like, okay, let's go. Okay. Ready? Okay, let's go. Like, it's like so unnatural. Is that like real life? No. So this is real life right now. So let's just from here on out. Okay. So no swearing, no bad words. Be a good girl.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I'm looking around and you have no pictures on the wall. I know that you said that the houses sell really, really fast where you live. So anyway, I'm going to back up because you're moving, Tabitha. And you're getting ready to move. Yes. And like, what's this experience been like? Oh my gosh, you must be crazy.
I think I've turned into a crazy person. Like the rubber room is got my name on it, I'm told. it's just this whole week. It's just, I don't even know where to begin. It's just all crazy. We have the stager is coming Sunday to finish everything. She gave us a 2-page to-do list that we're scrambling to get done. And then she's coming to put all the furniture in the way that she wants to arrange it on Sunday. And then photos Monday. And then we chose May 4th as our listing goes live date. And you'll laugh at why we chose May 4th. It's so that the 4th will be with us.
Oh, no.
Get it? Yeah.
So, you know what? I realized that. So my first thought was, oh no, you sold the house, and that's why, you know, you have nothing on the wall. But now I remember why, because in Colorado, you know that it's like you have to stage. It's like, stage the house. It's part of the kind of contract or the way that they do things, right? Like, No?
Oh, well, not really. It's just that the less of our
Right.
personal stuff, the more they can envision their stuff, and then the higher offers we'll get, so to speak. So we needed to pack up, 80% of our things anyway. I have children who are toy hoarders, so we had to get most of that out. And all the personal pictures have to come down, and all of the personal things that you keep on the fridge have to
Yeah.
come down. So we've just been packing almost everything up anyway. It'll help make the moving of furniture into different rooms
Oh
a
my
lot
goodness.
easier.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, moving is not fun, and oh my
It's
gosh.
not fun, and this is the first time I've done it with a full-time
Oh.
job, so it's a whole new
Yeah, but you know
level
what? It's a
of
good thing that you're,
sanity.
you work remotely anyway. So, if you have to email from your phone or you're sitting at a, subway somewhere and you do, tap into the internet while you're, on your way to your next wherever you're moving. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's different than.
And I have such an amazing team that I work with. They're just so supportive and encouraging, and they just get it. So it
It's
helps. It helps
yeah,
a
so that's
lot.
cool. But yeah, so I want to talk about that. I thought, we'll talk about Sweet Georgia and how it's going there. We'll talk about the magazine and the things that you're doing. You're always doing exciting things with me on creative knitting. You've passed the baton onto another newsletter editor, and we'll talk about that too. And we have a we got an interesting call from someone, and we'll play that. So did you hear? I sent it to you ahead of time. Yeah. So so we're gonna play her interesting question soon. I think you'll all appreciate it. I won't give it away. I'm like dying to talk, to talk about it because it's interesting. It's funny, I find. But anyway, we'll get into that in a little bit. So yeah. So tell me, so you're at Sweet Georgia. What are you doing right now? Like, what are you guys developing? Like, what's on the plate at, there?
Oh, whew. It just dawned on me how long it's been since we've sat down to chat about the going on. I feel like so much has changed since the last time. Right now at Sweet Georgia, we are in TNNA prep
Oh, so you're
mode,
going. That's
getting
cool.
all of. Yes, I will be there, hopefully meeting with awesome new designers and showing off our patterns
And
to the
hanging out
yarn
with me.
stores.
You
Hanging out
better.
with
You
you
better.
and help. This will be
I
my
know.
first time going
I know.
as
I
an
know.
exhibitor with an
It'll be
exhibitor badge,
different.
so I'll get to help set up our booth and learn that whole process. I'm very excited, and it's going to be in DC this year, so I'm flying in Thursday, and before I have to help set up booth on Friday, and looking forward to walking around and checking out some of our state's
You'll
capital.
see. That's
That'll
really,
be
oh
fun.
yeah, I know. I can't wait. I love DC. That's one of my favorite cities. I think I say that about, well, not no, I don't say that about every city, but no, DC definitely is. But yeah, like it's cool. You'll see it being on the other side of the fence, like at TNNA, like being an exhibitor, it's pretty cool. And you'll be, the first time there, as with Sweet Georgia, and then this time Annie's won't have a booth. It's the first summer show where
Oh,
Annie's won't
wow.
have a booth. I mean, because now with the craft festival, that's really taking precedence. It's a great hub because you might notice people are gonna try to find you, and they're gonna leave little notes, little no love notes, and like their business cards, and so it's a, I found that's one thing I'm gonna miss, that people would be like, oh, here's someone's card, so and so says text them, go meet them by the coffee, by Starbucks at this time. So
Yeah, I've already started to get a few
yeah.
emails,
Yeah.
saying, "Are you going to be there?"
It's
Yes,
so good. No, it'll be really cool. But yeah, so very good. Very awesome.
So TNNA prep, and we are finalizing all of our, because as a yarn company, we have to work way in advance, just like the magazines do, getting all of our fall winter yarns decided on, and our colors, and all of our fall packets and information. So we've got all of this behind the scenes stuff going on just so that we could be ready in time for TNNA. So it's been a very busy for for everybody.
Yeah. And so, you know, in addition to that, you have been doing some new things with the magazine. So, I think the last time we spoke, and I don't know, cause we, the last, Ask Kara and Tabitha Anything episode, it was a mess. I couldn't hear you. I had to trash it. I couldn't hear you. I could just hear me and my loud mouth.
Oh, man.
You know, I don't know if I mentioned that you were, you know, you passed the baton onto Beth Whiteside, who's been on the podcast, and now she's done a great job. I mean, she's really taken your lead, and you know, and she, you can tell, you know, she's added her own style. So I think her, you know, her voice is definitely there. So it was a great transition, a great move. And now you're still contributing editor on Creative Knitting Magazine, and you do, now you're the master of the product reviews. Oh yeah. The product reviews. And,
basically,
yeah.
I just do what Kara tells me to do.
Exactly. That's why I keep you. The thing is that I love your vision. We're on the same page. I think, you'll have ideas, and I'm usually like, that's cool. Except for that Bink Waffle bag. And no offense, Bink Waffle. I love your stuff, but we're talking about winter. And I know when I saw Bink Waffle at, you know, in January, which is a spring buying show, they were like, oh yeah, these might not be around in winter. And that's the thing that I think, you know, a lot of vendors forget, like it's so far in advance because they're selling in the moment, in the season, 6 weeks from the show, they're shipping. Whereas magazine, I'm like planning way ahead, or I'm a couple of seasons, ahead. So it's like about being creative and seeing what kind of products or yarn lend themselves to some, you know, maybe more multi-seasonal, you know, kind of things. But so you've been doing, you will be doing, because it hasn't even hit the magazine yet, but starting with winter 16, you'll be, you're doing the product reviews. You're doing all the news. So all the, you know, Tabitha has her finger on the pulse of everything going on in the knitting world. You'll be, you know, reporting on, you know, this, what's going on, trends, you know, happenings, new things. You'll still.
Yes. If y'all have anything out there, tell me, because I really, she says I have my finger on the pulse, but I don't. Tell me everything. I don't know anything.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like send an email, you know, it's easy to get through to either of us through the podcast, you know, the homepage, powerpearlspodcast.com. So leave us any kind of ideas or tips or, you know, news, you know, like things that we need to cover here in this or, and also in the magazine, you know, and or both. You know, I mean, that's what's so beautiful about this experience, because we can share the love in many places. And so you're still doing another piece in the magazine that we call, behind the scenes, we call it page 11 because it's always on page 11. But if anyone out there listening is a subscriber, and I know a lot of you are subscriber to Creative Knitting, you'll know that page 11, there's like a little tiny kind of 2/3 page article column, if you will, that Tabitha has been writing now for years.
Yeah, at 2 or 3 now, I think.
So what are the kinds of things, if someone is listening that's not a subscriber, like what are some of the topics, you know, off the top of your head, what types of things have you written about in that section?
Oh, we've highlighted charity organizations that have really gone above and beyond the typical just yarn collection, you know, really going out there and doing things. We've done tutorials. I've shared some of my favorite children's knitting books. Mm. That was one of my favorite columns to write. It's just sometimes we'll feature a yarn store that really stands out. So it's really, it doesn't really have a specific goal in that particular column. Mm-hmm. It's really just something that really strikes an interest, and I think would interest all of our knitters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think one of the last ones, or the latest one that's in the summer issue, is Knitting for Peace. Is that correct? I think so.
Yes.
That's great. I mean, it was just so inspiring. I loved your little.
That's an amazing organization.
Yeah, and they're local to you right now. They're in
Their offices are located here, but they are really a boots on the ground, delivering their dolls and their blankets and their shawls, like in really scary war-torn places. Mm. They are really hands-on. It's
Now,
amazing.
didn't you have a chance to meet them in person?
No,
No.
I wish I had.
So you
No.
just couldn't connect and make that happen, I guess.
Well, I think half the year their offices are in Denver, and the other half of the year she's up in I think New York. I'm not sure where it is, but it's a spiritual center that one of the or that the owner director is very involved with.
Yeah, cool. So, what else is coming up? In the or things that you've done in the magazine, because I think it's kind of cool. I mean, I we kind of just doing a little overview about what kinds of pieces you're doing in the magazine. Anything else?
I write the
That's
Yarn
right.
Trends
Oh
article,
yeah.
which is a
Duh.
lot of that's
That's
a
a
big
big
one.
one.
Yeah, that's where we have new yarns or new colorways or that get sent to me, and I actually swatch them and test them out and play with
That.
them and then write a little blurb on what I think about them. And it's that is a
It, yeah,
blast. I
do you
enjoy that
really?
a
I
lot.
know. How could you not love
Yes.
getting saying, here's like,
Oh, yeah.
five skeins of yarn and just knit, just and we'll pay you.
Literally paid to play with
Yeah,
yarn, literally.
because you get to swatch, and if and anyone out there, like if you are like, oh, I don't like to swatch for like, that sweater and doing the gauge swatch. I mean, like I am like a big fan of like swatching, because you find these, you discover these new things that you couldn't discover if you didn't pick up your needles just to say, all right, I'm just going to do that. And it's, you're just swatching, you're enjoying this tactile movement of your hands, with yarn, with needles. And then you can take those swatches and turn them into something. And, but, Tabitha, did a recent, so for the autumn issue, yeah, it's all, so we're doing like just a explosion of color kind of issue. I think, is it autumn or is that for winter? I mean, they all blend, but I think we did, no, that's
It's
autumn, because
autumn.
for winter we're doing something different. But yeah, it's there were some Noro and some Koigu and
Yes,
Crystal
that article,
Palace and
I decided to do the same stitch pattern on all of them just so I could see the difference in how the color
Yeah,
plays
so the
and
same stitch
wraps.
pattern with different weights of yarn and colors. Isn't that great to just to do that?
Yep. I know, I love it. I love
I
it.
mean, I think that then it, especially if it's a more complex stitch pattern. I mean, that seed stitch, I think, is what we were playing with, because that's a favorite. I love seed stitch. The most basic, but like you just, I mean, I tell you, I've talked about that many times on the Creative Knitting blog, and it's just like the most viral. Like I have a video, the most viral video on that blog. It's absolutely
Fascinating.
insane. I think I get like 4,000 hits just on that one blog post a month. I am not
Wow.
lying. I am not kidding. It's gone. It came out in 2011. It's been out for years. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. So like, but if you're, just on this idea of taking one pattern and repeating it in different, weights of yarn and different size needles. I mean, it is an end, it could be endless. And it also helps you to perfect that stitch pattern. So like if you're working on a garment or something that's tricky and you have a little trepidation, you're a little bit nervous and you just dive right into this big massive project, wouldn't it be better to just say, I'm gonna have fun, I'm gonna make these swatches, I'm gonna do different, experiment. And then by the time you're done experimenting, you're like the master of that stitch pattern. And then you're just comfy cozy, ready to go with your pattern.
And I'll give you a perfect example of why that how that works. I have we have a series on the Sweet Georgia blog called Colorful Playful Stitches, and it's where I swatch with one of our yarns because you know me, I love swatching. And I will swatch in one of our semi-solids and in one of our variegateds, and then I'll share the stitch pattern for free and show the pictures of how they look between the two yarn swatches. It's fantastic. But it never fails. Every single time, whatever I swatched with first, the first swatch is always just a smidge tighter or smaller than the second swatch. And it's because I'm learning that stitch pattern with the first swatch, and so I'm tighter with it. And then by the second swatch, I know it by heart, and I'm able to just whip that one out. So it's a lot looser and a lot more relaxed. Every single every single blog post. You'll see one of them's just a smidge smaller.
That's cool.
And it's just because, you know, if I was diving into a sweater and just learning that stitch pattern, I'm going to have a different gauge on the front of the sweater than I would on the back of the sweater, whichever one I did first versus the one I did last. So it's always good to swatch just so that you can get into the groove.
Yeah. And speaking of the yarn trends, so spring is coming up, and I, just so you know, Tabitha, because you know, spring 17, it's like, it's probably blowing everybody's mind, you know.
I'm like, already in
seriously
planning phase for it myself for our collection.
Yeah, because what that doesn't go until January. Yeah, but we haven't done it yet, so the swatch review is next week, which means that's when I'm looking at all the proposals and deciding what's going to be in the magazine, and then that means I'll have yarns for you. So I think the way I do it works, right, Tabitha? I mean, would you like better if I just pick and send? Because I know I had the idea of like saying, here's a spreadsheet and you pick. But I think, yeah, I mean, I feel like since I'm...
I feel like since you are the one that is the ringleader of the magazine and know how you want it to feel and look, that it's easier for you to just pick the yarns.
Yeah, I just, you know, I didn't want you to feel like I was taking out that kind of creative part of it, but
no,
I think, you know, it's...
I just enjoy the swatching of it, and I think having that extra responsibility of choosing the yarns would make me a little too frazzled.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the thing is it's a dance, isn't it? Because, like, you know, the magazine is part of Annie's.
And you know your advertisers, you know what your designs are going to be, you know what the yarns you're using, so... You know,
exactly.
I think that you'll be the better one able to find the balance of what yarns to use in them based on all of those factors.
Yeah. All right. So you want to switch gears and do you want to address the question that came in? I'm gonna play it. So Jenny Clark is the caller. Okay, let's listen to Jenny.
Hey, Kara, this is Jenny from the Frostburg Fiber Depot. I met you at TNA and promised to send you a burning question, so here goes. I have customers who come into my shop with their finished block pieces, and they've soaked them in a bath of water and a little bit of hair conditioner. It sounds completely insane to me, and I always think that they're nuts when they tell me, but I actually think their pieces are a little softer, although I still wouldn't recommend it. So I would love to hear what you guys think about blocking pieces, a little bit of hair conditioner, what that is, why you would do it, why you wouldn't do it. Let me know. Hope you're doing well. Bye.
So, Tabitha, what do you think about this one?
That's a great question, Jenny. Well, first of all, thanks for sending it to us, because I like tough questions like that. Well, let me just start with my personal experience and then just some of the research that I have done in the past on it. I don't use hair conditioner when I block any of my knits. However, I have heard that I have a couple friends who swear that if you have an itchy wool, that hair conditioner works really well that first time to get rid of some of the itch. The reason why I prefer not to is that well, hair conditioner leaves a residue. It does. That's why we rewash our hair later with shampoo. It's not just because of the hairspray. It leaves residue. And then also a lot of them, especially like volumizing or frizz free or, you know, anything that has anything special or included in it, contains different oils and dyes, and actually the dyes I've heard can stain some of your wool as well. So while I do think that it works in a pinch, especially if you're trying to de-itchify, is that a word?
Like
I'm
going
to make up that word. That's my new word, de-itchify your wool. I think it would work in a pinch, but you have to make sure that you rinse it really, really, really well because of that residue that it leaves behind. I just personally prefer to use products that are specifically geared towards delicate items like soak or Eucalan, just because they're also no rinse, so I don't have to do the whole extra rinse at the end.
Wow, that's great. I mean, you answered it, Tabitha, because I was
nailed.
I was like, wow, that is weird. I've never heard of it. And you know what? I am not a wet blocker anyway. I am probably one of the most unorthodox blockers. Like, I mean, you know, you have the two schools, you know, the wet blockers and the steam iron blockers. And I'm in the steam iron blocker school, you know, and that's it. I'm never going to wet block, and no one's ever going to convince me to wet block anything.
See, I'm torn on that, because there are some yarns that I've tried blocking steam, because I'm a steam blocker preferred person as well. Like, I love whipping out my little handheld steamer and all over the place. You can't see me, but I just did a demonstration for those of you wondering. But there are some yarns that, especially if it's like, I want to say some of the mohair wool blends that I've used, really, especially if it's lace, if it's not lace, they typically handle the steam blocking really well. But when I'm using lace in that type of blend, I prefer to wet block, because it actually holds
really
its shape better.
That's good to know. And, you know, maybe it's, I don't know the difference, because I've never done that, but maybe if I have a project that's just really stubborn, you know, or the yarn is, it's like, it's supposed to lay flat, but it's curling. Like, who knows, right? Like, maybe I just, you know what it comes down to, Tabitha? Patience. I have none.
Yes.
I am not willing to wait.
Which is so funny, because you love swatching.
I know.
That's,
it is odd. It is so,
you're your own paradox.
I am my own paradox. And, you know, it's like that whole kind of, you know, this whole life practice. It's all, if patience was, if I had patience, boy, my life would be so different. I'd be, you know, going down a different path, you know, but no, but really it's, I think that's what it comes down to. But for some knitted garments, I think it's really worth giving it a try. And like you said, lace, because I've noticed that myself. Some lace garments, could, you know, they could relax a little bit better. And so I might give that a try. But so, Jenny, I hope that satisfies you. I think that was a really good response from Tabitha. You know, especially the residue part. I would be concerned about that. Like, in the short term, maybe that's okay. But I don't know about putting that on my bod, you know? I don't think that I wouldn't want to wear that, you know, with conditioner. I don't know. But
Well, and there's so many great, I mean, there, you have Kookaburra and
there's so many
personal favorites. And Yucalin, and there's so many really affordable options that are not going to leave a residue. They're not going to weigh down your knits. They're and they're going to make sure that they have really good longevity. So the excuse for not having anything else isn't there.
So since we're on the subject of blocking, what do you think about people that don't block? I mean, I think there are some that some knitters that don't block at all, which I think is crazy. But I think that maybe just because it doesn't look good. I mean, not because, oh, you know, because like you've said before in previous, episodes that, you know, there's no wrong way. And I totally agree. I mean, like I said, unorthodox, that's me as a knitter. I don't believe in black and white anything. And, you know, it's funny. I go crazy with these tech editors that work on my, I love them. I love you guys. But, you know, tech editors are very black and white, and that's, you know, why they're tech editors, because it's like, you know, there's a whole math, that whole math thing, and making sure everything connects to what needs to connect. Right. But I don't think that, you know, that there should be, you know, an end all thing for everything we do in knitting. And, but when it comes to blocking, I don't know, do you think that, what do you think about not blocking?
Well, this is where art is very subjective. Mm. And so, because I have my personal preference of my own art, and so when I see an unfinished, unblocked knit, it doesn't look finished to me. And so I'm all, that's not so awesome. However, that's my subjective opinion on that. Mm. They may think it looks wonderful for themselves, and that's fine. The reason why I like to block is not that it makes it, well, I mean, it makes it look finished, but blocking the heat and the water and the drying, it does something. I've always called it where it teaches the stitches to hold hands. You know, if you've ever just like taken your knit off, your knitting off the needles, they look a little crooked. You know, some of your rows kind of angle up, or your stitches, they just look a little wonky. And then the minute that water hits it and it dries, or the minute the steam hits it and it dries, suddenly all of the stitches are like perfectly aligned. They've all learned how to hold hands and flow together. And it's that I don't know if it's the heat or the drying, but they learn how to interact with each other through that blooming process. And that's what creates that beautiful finished look.
That's awesome.
That, and if you've ever tried to steam or sew a sweater that's not been blocked and all your edges are all unruly, it's kind of a pain in the butt. So
I love that. Did you just make that up, holding hands?
No, I teach a gauge workshop, and it's something that I have taught for many, many a years.
No, I just think that's cool that if you came up with that on the fly, like you should have gone with that. But anyway, no.
I think so. I don't know. I don't know where I came up with
that's
it.
That's a really great analogy or, you know, way to describe what happens to the stitches because they kind of melt and join together. But then as you were talking, I was kind of thinking about situations where I could see where you wouldn't block, especially if it's an art piece, meaning a true art, you know, an art piece that's like, you know, that's, I keep forgetting the name of this kind of knitting right now. It's actually trendy, but trending. Where it looks like it's ripped, but it's like knitting with drop stitches or, okay. Yeah. And, it's a look, right. And, also like if you're doing something that's, I don't know, let's say it's all garter stitch and it's like a real free form kind of scrambled look, maybe you don't really have to worry about blocking. I mean, that's one thing about, you know, garter stitch, you can kind of get away with it. You know, you might be able to get away with it a little bit more. And then it depends on the yarn too, because you know, yeah.
Well, this is what I used to teach my students. When you are first swatching or knitting a sweater and you're going in it blind, meaning you haven't blocked, you haven't tested out a swatch, and you don't block it because it fits you, you're going to wear it. And then eventually that sweater, those socks, they're going to smell. Okay, they just are. And so guess what?
Oh,
you're going to have to eventually wash it. So when you wash it, guess what's going to happen if you've gone in blind? Dun, dun, dun. It's not going to fit anymore, or it's going to fit funky, or it's going to look different because you didn't do that pre-planning mm-hmm. there to see what was going to happen after you washed it.
Yeah, good point.
So yeah, when you smell, and we all smell, that's going to be where it all comes together.
Wow, love that. That's awesome. So cool. Well, you know, I'm glad we went off on a little tangent there with the blocking thing.
Tangent's my middle name.
So I think that's, you know, that's pretty much it. I don't have anything else. Trying to think of like newsy things. Anything else on the horizon or anything that you really want to talk about at this point or, you know?
Just that, listen, y'all, if you're the praying kind or the sending positive vibe kind or the hopeful kind or the light in the universe kind, just send it to me so I can survive this move. That's all I ask.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So you haven't bought a house yet in Tennessee.
No, not yet.
But you
know me. I am a planner, okay? I plan everything. I plan my day. No. I plan my mornings. I plan my routines. So this whole notion of I don't know what's going to happen until I have all these ifs and untils. Until the house is under contract, I can't go house shopping in Tennessee. Until this happens or this date or this closing date, then it all affects our moving van choice and our moving date choice. So the fact that I'm living in limbo is a very great challenge.
That's good for you. Yeah. Because sometimes we touch on the sort of like the spiritual mindfulness, woo-woo, whatever you want to call it. I mean, this is life. I mean, we all need these little teachers, right? Like you need to let go. You need to like say, you know what? That organizer, throw it out the window today or whatever it is, because it's sort of like a little bit of a safety blanket thingy.
Yeah. It very much
you know,
is.
That you, because you're never going to have balance. There's no such thing as life work balance. I mean, that you hear that all the time, but there's no such thing. It doesn't exist. No. We live in a world that throws things at us constantly. And the best thing that we can do, and I love how Ellen Gormley actually said this in her interview. She was on the show and she said, you're trading. Oh gosh. How did she say it? You're borrowing time or you're taking turns. You're taking turns. I love that. And because she's so, you know, elegant and gracious and like, you're taking turns.
She
you're
is.
Taking turns. So it's like, wow, that's a really nice way to say it, especially when you're grappling, you're struggling. You're like, I want things to be in balance. I want, you know, time to do, because that's the biggest struggle, right? Like you could say, what is your biggest struggle? For me, it's always going to be not enough time.
Yeah,
you know, or things are going, you know, they're out of my control. They're out of my hands. That's like you right now, Tabitha. You cannot hold the reins on all this stuff right now.
It is one of my fatal flaws, is feeling like I have to know what's next. I have to be able to control that. And so it is a great challenge for me. And it's certainly a great reminder that I'm supposed to be ebbing and flowing with the universe, not against the universe or controlling the universe, ebbing and flowing with it. So I'm trying to remember that.
You need,
which is why I need a lot of positive thoughts.
and to have faith, like faith that, and confidence. So with the confidence comes faith, confidence that everything's going to work out. It's all, you know, you're going to be in your new place. You know, you're going to move all this stuff. It's moving sucks. I'm sorry. I just said a bad word and I told, that's not really a bad word, but on this podcast, I never say that kind of thing. And I would say anything, you know, kind of, is that risque? No, but I usually avoid any of those kind of words, but I said it because moving does really, you know,
it's a great challenge, and it's I sometimes I can't even put it into words. Some days I feel like I'm gonna have a panic attack, and then there's other days where, okay, I got this. I'm gonna handle moving like a boss, and then I go back to a panic attack. So I'm in between. Fortunately, I have an amazing husband who is just handling things like a pro. And then my kids are doing really well with things. They are more and more saying, when we move to Tennessee, I'm going to do XYZ, or I'm going to do this at my new school. Or so they're awesome. They seem to be doing really, really well too. So I'm surrounded by great supporters and cheerleaders.
And that's it. You just also, you embrace it. Like, this is the way it is. And, you know, it's not all, you know, happy, fuzzy stuff all the time. Moving is a hard thing to do. So I'm going to embrace the fact that it's a hard thing to do. And then in a way, because you embrace it, it kind of isn't so bad in a way, you know. But yes, we're going to send happy, positive, you know, wonderful.
All your juju.
That's right. Oh, and speaking of that, that just reminded me of.
Juju?
It reminded me of. Oh gosh, one of my favorite people. She's been on the Morning Cooldown a few times, and you took her course. Cynthia Morris.
Original Impulse.
Cynthia Morris. I'll just say it because I think a lot of the Power Pearlers would love her. Like, if, because she, you know, it was a writing, journaling kind of art form course, right?
I've done three workshops with her.
Three workshops, really. She's awesome.
I'm in the middle of my
love her. Love her.
I stalk her now. I'm so in love with her.
She's,
yeah.
She's just she's a wonderful, beautiful person. And I remember when I interviewed her, and she said that, and it's funny how this happens for a lot of creatives. You know, you do it. You know, you're in this business because it kind of almost happened. You know, like, you couldn't help yourself. It wasn't like you really had to be like, oh, well, I'm going to start this business, and how do I make this happen and that happen? It's like it sort of emerged. And for her, for years, people were saying, well, you're an illustrator, or you're, you know, a writer, and you're this. And she's like, oh, I guess I am. So then she was, surprisingly, like she said, like, she was starting to make money, you know? And yeah. So I think it's her story is really amazing, and anyone out there should check her out. So, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But, so anything else that we need to talk about for the magazine? I mean, like I said, this is our raw, unedited episode. So we're going through to the end here. We were cool, right? Because we were talking, last time you and I spoke, we kind of squared away everything that we needed content wise for winter.
Yeah.
You're good, right?
Yes, I am. As long as you get me the yarns.
Yep.
Well, for the yarn.
Well, that's for spring. You'll get that. So the next issue.
And then I think we are good. Yeah, everything we handled all of winter. We bumped that Bink waffle and we're still good. We bumped that Bink waffle.
I feel so bad because we love you, Bink waffle. Don't worry, you're going to come in another issue. But like the thing is when that would probably be great for spring.
Yeah.
Did you say you need a bag for spring? Because that pattern is beautiful. So if you could,
no, you sent me two other bags.
Oh, I did. That's right.
Yeah.
But wait. If you still want to use Bink waffle, maybe we could use her in summer or like so spring for Bink waffle, and then maybe those other bags I sent you in summer because those were very summery bags.
Yes. Yeah. And then
maybe you could touch base with her with the Bink waffle people and make sure that fabric is going to be available when the issue goes on sale. So you just have to make sure you know that on sale date. So January is, spring is January. January 7th, I think.
Well, I might have to, unless you have an alternate email. I've not been able to.
Really?
I've not heard back from them when I tried to contact them for winter. I emailed them
three
times.
Well, you know what? We're going to be at TNNA, and my guess is they're going to be at TNNA. So you, me, together, or whatever, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, right, Stan. Cool.
So this was awesome. And, have a great weekend. Have a happy Friday. And take it, you know, relax, do something for yourself, take a bath.
I just have to make it through this weekend with the stager. And then everything just will fall into place. I just know it will.
Yes, it will. It will. Yes, there you go. Meditate, do some ohms. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I do that a lot now. I was square breathing on the way to taking the kids to school this morning just because I just keep having this pain like right here. Like I've had a couple, I haven't had panic attacks since I was a teenager. Mm. And I've had a couple close calls this week.
Oh, gee. Well, yeah.
Yeah, like the handyman was here and he's like behind me and I'm just all like sitting at my desk, like just trying to get my brain to refocus, you know? Like,
that must be hard because, you know, you work from home and then you've got people in and out of the house and the house is where all this craziness is happening. So,
yeah, my house is falling apart behind me. And yeah, it's just, it's been a lot tougher than I thought it would
be. Well, hang in there and, you know, I'm here if you need to, like, like that kind of thing. Just.
Well, I've been doing that to a lot of people.
You can do that. You know that you can do that with me.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well.
But yeah, I'm hanging in there. Once we get, it's rushing to get everything done in time for the stager and the photos. Once that happens, then everything else is just kind of maintaining. And then once we're under contract, then we finish our packing. So it's just this crazy, crazy repairs have to be finished and house has to be packed and furniture has to be moved. And which in order for furniture to be moved, I need somebody to come pick up Ayla's bed. So somebody's coming to do that Saturday morning and then the carpet's cleaning. And it's just like trying to get it all in.
You'll get it. It'll work. Well, all right. Deep breath and all that stuff. And we'll be sending those good vibes. So take care. And you know what? We'll talk, you know, I guess next, do we want to talk next week or do we want to wait until, what you tell me next? I mean, Fridays are great. Fridays are perfect.
Fridays
I mean,
are good
I think
for me.
If you, we were saying, did we want to move to like every 2 weeks? Cause that's cool.
Yeah, that's fine. I can't do, I likely want, next week would be better than the 6th just because we're putting our house on the market on the 4th. And so I anticipate a lot of showings those first couple of days. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to have to be here on a showing and they say, we want somebody to come in an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would suck. So next week would be great. My week is very light next week.
Okay. So the 20th.
Because all my packing will be done.
So the 29th is good?
Yeah. Okay.
So,
do you want to miss
time? Yeah, this is good. So like 11 my time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that's, is that eight? Is it eight?
No,
it's nine. Okay, that's right. I always forget.
Yeah.
Yes, all these time zones.
In 3 months, Kara, we're going to be in the same time
zone. I know,
zone.
And we're going to be like,
we won't have to be all confused anymore.
Yeah, we'll be like a car ride away. I mean, it's still going to be like, what, 6 hours? But please, I mean, I drive to New York State every year and 12 hours is nothing for me from Indiana.
Exactly. When I lived in Asheville, North Carolina, I drove to the coast, which is a 7-hour drive, like all the time to visit my family.
I like long trips. There's something about preparing, getting in, getting the all the podcasts and the audiobooks and all the all your snacks. Yeah. You know, everything.
I'm such a road trip girl. I love mm-hmm. it. I don't know why. It's so weird. My husband's all like, I hate just sitting in the car. And I'm all like, eh, I groove along, I cruise along, and I toot along.
Yeah, exactly. And it is nice though when you have the, you know, others in the car, because then that means you get to knit.
Yes, that is true. Although I always said that I would have done well as a trucker if not for the fact that it was a big truck.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. All right, well, girlfriend, you hang in there, and we'll talk next week, okay?
Yes. Right. Thank you, my dear.
Okay, bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed this kind of unedited, raw episode with Tabitha. And, you know, it's been a while since we jumped on, and I'm really excited to talk to her. You know, like right after we were done, I wrote her on Facebook, and I just said, I just love doing these episodes with you, and I could do this like every single episode. I mean, I love the guests that I talk to. Absolutely love it. But like, you know, when we get on, it's like we're just catching up, and you kind of get a little peek into our lives. But I think, and hopefully I'm not, you know, delusional about this, but I think you like it. And you guys have been telling me that you enjoy this. And I think that was part of the reason why I decided to kind of go up this kind of raw and unedited path, because, you know, I think that you like to see the messy part of life, right? I mean, not that it's messy, but it wasn't a messy experience. But there's something really special about that, because we live normal everyday lives where things are, you know, aren't perfect, and the pictures on the wall are crooked, and you know, we wake up in the morning and our hair is standing on end, and we have, you know, whatever, you get it. And so when we get to see something, a video, or listen to an episode of a podcast that you might hear someone mowing their lawn in the background, like is happening right now here. Someone outside is mowing their lawn. I don't think you're catching those nuances. My microphone is not that ultra sensitive, which is why I have a great microphone, but it's not one of the best on the market that picks up all that background, because you get so much of the background that it would be annoying. So, but anyway, so that was my approach. And I have to just admit that I was inspired by another podcast that I have been listening to, well, long before it was actually a podcast. And it's a show called On Being with Krista Tippett. And maybe some of you watch that, or not watch it, listen. And because it's a, you know, it's a radio show, and now podcast as well. And she does two versions of her podcast, of her show. She does an edited version and an unedited version. So if you're like a spirit junkie kind of mindfulness seeker person that loves, you know, learning about people that are coming from many different walks of, you know, spirituality, I mean, that's a whole other kind of discussion. But anyway, that's the kind of podcast that she has. And it's a very intellectual approach, and very kind of world view kind of approach. But then she talks to thought leaders like Seth Godin, you know, people that are like business gurus, but then he's also kind of on the, I guess you could say, you know, the psychology or the psychological bent of, like, you know, sort of like an archaeological study of how, you know, humans tick, you know, how we behave in our lives, in our businesses, that sort of thing. And that episode was quite a favorite of mine in more recent history. But anyway, she does both of these styles, and her edited versions are great. I mean, I love the music that she uses. They're extremely well done. But the unedited version is my favorite. I'd rather listen to the episode without music, without anything else, hearing the guest walk in the door of the studio, because all of her shows are, you know, with that person in her studio, like I said, like a traditional radio show. And it's really cool, the guy walks in and you hear the door close and they're like, oh, would you like a glass of water or whatever, you know? And so it's pretty cool. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of go in that direction. So you're going to hear some episodes that are leaning in that direction. So at this point, let's just call it a little experiment, if you will. And I'd like to hear from you. I want to hear what you think, because this podcast started without an intro, without intro music, and now it's going to end without any music. And, I know that's a different thing, and most podcasts have that kind of, starting point, and, it's nice to hear, the music, but is that the most important thing? Isn't the content the most important thing to you? I think the content is the most important thing. That's the most important to me. So, drop me a line, write me at Kara@powerpearlspodcast.com and let me know what you think. Let me know if you prefer the edited version of the podcast or the unedited version of the podcast. So on to the next thing that I wanted to just mention very quickly. Annie's Signature Designs as a new collection. And I've been talking about that over the past few episodes. And it's really exciting to me. This is very near and dear to my heart. As you all know, the magazine is very near and dear to my heart. But this particular venture that I'm involved in with Annie's is very different than anything that Annie's has done before in history, and that is to create an upscale knitting and crochet pattern collection. And it was beautifully photographed, and videos were shot of every design in the collection, 360 view photos, or I'm sorry, videos, to see each one front and back in action. And, shot on the gorgeous, on the Pacific Ocean, and lead designer Lena Skavargason, who was on the podcast, choreographed the whole thing. I mean, this was her vision, and I feel lucky to be able to work with her on this collection and help her to pull together her vision. And also Connie Ellison, who is another colleague of ours. So the three of us have pulled our forces together, and we're like, I was gonna say the Three Musketeers, but I like Charlie's Angels better, because they're three, And but we all have dark hair, so whatever. But we have such a beautiful chemistry, and we were asked to develop this collection that's live right now. It's spring summer, but really it's a summer focus, because right now, it's already summer. It's like here almost. It's so exciting. And it's called the Annie's Summer Love Collection. So if you go to annie'ssignaturedesigns.com, you will see a gorgeous, gorgeous landing page that I helped, with the team. It's all a team effort, but to really see that vision come to life, to have this special page that is home to the collection, because that's something that we haven't had in the past. And now it's a very personal experience for you as a knitter or a crocheter. And when you come to Annie's Signature Designs, the first thing you're going to see are these beautiful boxes for the lookbook. And I really hope that you'll take a look at the lookbooks. And so if you're not familiar with what a lookbook is, it is this really interactive way to view the collection, like it's a magazine, like you're literally turning the pages of a magazine or a catalog. And page by page, you can see these gorgeous designs against the backdrop of the Pacific Ocean. And, these are pieces that are practical. They're, no matter what your body type is, you're going to see they're just the fashion that we have you know, infused, if you will, if that's the right way of phrasing it. But, you know, these are pieces that will hang in your closet or be folded in your closet, which is probably a better thing to do with a knitted garment. You know, they're going to be in your closet, you know, for years. You're going to go to them. They're going to be your, you know, your go-to garments, right? And, you know, we've really picked a range of yarns that fit everyone's budget. So I could talk, you know, about this collection as a whole separate podcast, which, gee, I don't know, I may have to do. But for the purposes of this particular episode, since it was all about this Ask Me Anything episode with both, you know, Tabitha and myself. So I hope you enjoyed that as well. So, you know, check out the, you know, Annie's Signature Collection. So I gave you the website, but here it is again. So anniessignaturedesigns.com. And see what's up there. And also, one more little parting thing, and then I will let you go. You know, I'm on Patreon too. And so I've talked about that a little bit on the podcast. And, you know, if you love this show, then Patreon is a way that you can actually sponsor the show. You can actually put your dollars out there. You can speak with your wallet, as they say. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot. It's a dollar. A month, even $5 a month, $10 a month. And, you know, that's, you know, just kind of like the base level thing. Like, hey, you love this show will always be free, and your support is greatly appreciated. But on top of that, there are perks. So as a supporter of Power Pearls, you'll see that if you go to patreon.com/PowerPearlsPodcast, there are rewards and benefits to becoming a sponsor. And so at the very base level, you know, just by a dollar a month, you'll get a shout out. You'll get a shout out in, also I'll mention you and your podcast or your blog or what, you know, just a little quick thing about you. And then you can ask me any questions, you know, you have questions. I'm here. I'm there. I'm here for you. I'm not there. I'm here. But you know what I mean? And, you know, and then at the other levels, you get a members only podcast. You know, I have this episode that I've created called The Secret Sauce. It's basically for those of you who are interested in starting a design business. But you know what? It's not only about that. I mean, it's also very empowering for anyone that is out there creating and making and wants to make a knitting, enhance their life, and add value to what they're doing in their life. So, you know, there doesn't need to be a dollar sign. And you know what? And quite frankly, there shouldn't be one from the beginning. And those dollars come in magical ways. It's all about trust and believing. Just like I said to Tabitha at the end of our little chat, you know, it's faith, right? And then you get then confidence, you know, I think confidence and faith kind of come together. So other levels on Patreon. So I think at the $25 level, I actually will create a beautiful journal. Well, the journal itself, I'm not making. I have made books myself, but it's a really beautiful journal that is covered, very high quality journal and it has one of my original collages on the front of the journal, and that's my gift. You know, that's my gift to you for joining me for $25 at the $25 level. And then at $100 or more a month, you get me every month for business coaching. Business coaching, mentorship, whatever advice that you might need on your designing journey, I'm there to provide it. So that's it. So check me out, patreon.com/PowerPearls. Podcast. And with that, I will leave you. I'll see you next time. And I really look forward to getting your feedback about whether you like these straight up, raw, unedited episodes. All right. So take care, and I'll see you next time.